Okay, Nat, so I'm driving down 6th Avenue in Tacoma, and at Orchard, what do I see but a big sign that says The Root Beer Store? A cartoon bubble with three capital letters and an exclamation point appears over my head, and I say, I gotta check this out. World's largest selection of root beers, and I believe it. Had a wonderful time, and I couldn't wait to tell you about it.
What made me laugh is that there's a root beer store, the same store, in my neighborhood. It's been here several years. So it's up in Linwood on Highway 99, and I've driven past it maybe 1,000 times. Mac, my husband, shops in there. He loves root beer. I'm just not like a big root beer person, but I was always curious about it. So once you told me how much you liked it, I was forced to drive over there and check it out myself.
Now, you said that you have a great old hunger for the birch beer you used to get as a kid in Philly. Did you get some birch beer while you were there?
Well, actually, it wasn't when, so much when I was a kid in Philly, but it was when I was a young 20-something in New Jersey. I used to go to a place called the Sea View Inn, which still exists, and they had birch beer on tap. On a hot summer day, it was like the most delicious thing in the world.
They make it out of old canoes.
Oh, get out of town. So when I went into the store, there was a nice young gentleman named David Castle. He manages the place up there in Linwood, and he told me, when I explained to him that I don't like really sweet things and I was more of a fan of birch beer, he made some suggestions. There's over 100 root beers and other sodas, vintage sodas, cream sodas in the place. So he turned me on to Jackson Hole Buckin' Root Beer. It's a birch-based root beer flavored with sarsaparilla and wintergreen and doesn't have a lot of vanilla in it.
I think it's sarsaparilla, isn't it?
It is sarsaparilla. But it's... when you watch those old westerns, weren't they always asking for sarsaparilla?
Yeah, and then they get in a gunfight.
Right. So I didn't get in a gunfight about root beer with this guy, but he told me that if you wanted something that's not sweet, you want to look for a root beer that has less honey or vanilla in it. And the less sweet kinds will be made with licorice or sarsaparilla based and have just like a little bit of birch or ginger.
Well, I like it a little bit less sweet, too. We got a couple of them. We got one McGillicuddy's, I guess, just for the name, and another a Jones root beer. DeGroot and I did a little taste test. We both liked the Jones a little better. It was a little bit
drier. That's the local company, Jones?
Yeah.
So I took one just like people do because you love the label. It had a moose on it and it was called Moose Whiz.
We got a bottle of that too. Haven't tried
really?
It yet. Do you keep a heavy glass mug for frosty mugs?
We have beer mugs in the freezer. I brought home a half a dozen root beers. He told me, do you like it? Keep the cap so you can say, I like this or I didn't like this one.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Mac keeps notes. He actually has physical notes about this one's too sweet or this one's too flat.
Boy.
And
oh, wow. Did you notice the bacon root beer?
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
I saw it, but cooler heads prevailed. We didn't bring one of those home.
They do these monthly root beer and other soda tastings on Saturdays. The date differs depending on the location. So they'll open like a dozen root beers at a time and some cream sodas and vintage sodas. And when I asked the guy about it, he said, you know, it's like a wine tasting, except it's not gross. They've got locations in Redmond, Linwood, Puyallup, Tacoma. They're getting ready this summer to open one in Mill Creek in Thatcher's Corner.
You know, I very, very rarely drink a flavored soda. Usually I'm just drinking sparkling water out of my home soda maker. But we were out gardening most of the weekend, and it was pretty hot, as you know. And a couple of those frosty mugs of root beer tasted mighty good by the time we were done on South 40.
With the rootin'.
You're darn tootin'.
Dick Stein. I'm Nancy Leasing.
She had a cold six-pack when she got back, but it was...
Root beer.